Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'd happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, being broadcasted all over North America. So many cities, like Baltimore, D.C., here in Atlanta where I'm at, Miami. What else we got? I'll be here forever. What's up, San Diego? Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Detroit, Toronto, Vancouver, Honolulu. Boise, what's up, Boise? Shout out to everybody in the Bay. People in Houston. Hello to Denver. Did I say Minneapolis? What's up, Minneapolis? I can go on and on. Hey, what, everybody in WWL in New Orleans. Baton Rouge. WEEI up in Boston. What's up, Boston? Did I say Chicago? Charlotte. Richmond, Virginia, Jackson, Mississippi. I can go on. People are angry at me because I didn't shout out this city. Hi, Indianapolis. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on your local affiliate, a SiriusXM channel 158, thank you. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with for you or damn it. Hey, Shep, say something. My voice is hurting, man. Shep, say some things.
I'm sorry to hear that, JR.
Go ahead.
Listen, man, when we don't hurt, we don't appreciate when we're in good graces. So for JR's voice, and I can tell you something, for someone that has worked with JR night in and night out for a long time now, he is pulling a Willis Reed. He is pulling a Paul Pierce, except he's not faking in a wheelchair. So I hope this is enough of what I've said for JR to maybe catch a drink or take a breath. But God knows he is pulling through and fighting through whatever's going on with him the past 3 weeks. And he's playing hurt, and it doesn't even sound like it.
I think it might be time for me to go see the doctor.
Well, you see, the thing is,
Cool Moe Dee, great Cool Moe Dee song, by the way, for a different reason. I don't need to go see the doctor for that.
See, this is where I wish I knew music as well as you do. I have no idea what you're talking about, and I wish
There's
I did.
Cool Moe Dee,
right?
He was a musician, a rapper.
Gotcha.
Right? He used to wear cool ass sunglasses.
What happened to him?
He's fine. He's
oh,
here.
Good. Well, you said was, so I didn't know.
No. He's older. He's
like older. LL Cool J old or older than that.
He might be a little bit older, if not the same age. But
gotcha.
There's only one dude who has aged like LL Cool J. So
well, Snoop's aged well.
Snoop is younger than people would think.
He's 50. He's early 50s.
Yeah,
around the same age as LL.
Yeah, but Cool Moe Dee is like he's old. He's older than that.
What about Chuck D?
Chuck D's probably in the same age range as Cool Moe Dee.
What about Cube?
Ice Cube
He's aged well. He's aged well, though.
Ice Cube, you know, these guys, they have been famous from about, you know, late teenagers, like 18, 19, 20, and they've been around for 30 years. So, yeah, they're in their early 50s.
And I don't mean to diss Snoop when I say this. I don't include him in this conversation, but those guys are all great actors, too.
You don't include Snoop?
No.
I don't know what I've seen Snoop in besides Training Day.
I didn't even know he was in Training Day.
He had that little in a wheelchair. He was in a wheelchair, and Denzel planted drugs on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, his role really stood out apparently. He was in like Snakes on a Plane, right?
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I saw Snakes on a Plane once. That was enough. Okay. I don't remember him.
Right. Cube, I mean, so Boys in the Hood has right. got to be one of the greatest movies of all. Like, to this
that
day.
He wrote Friday and all of that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That. Like, to this day, we wish Ricky just turned around a little quickly. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Okay.
All right. I mean, we're really getting into the weeds with this. Yeah, I know. And, like, it shouldn't have been him. Like he was watching a movie with his boys. He just happened to walk a little too tight on someone. That someone had a weapon on them. He needed to flex. Cube, aka Doughboy, in that movie took it a little too far, and then Ricky had to pay the price. It's horrible. And he was a father too.
Look at you, Shep. Now all you got to do is listen to Kool Moe Dee. You be good.
That's
now he had a song about going to get checked at the doctor.
Well, speaking of which, so full circle for this, JR. In all seriousness, you do sound a lot better though. Than last week.
Yeah, I sound better, but whatever is afflicting me, it's just, I don't know. I likely have a respiratory, I think, infection or something like that. So
damn, you don't sound bad at all though. Like you were scratchy last week. You could tell if you've listened.
Oh no,
extensively enough.
It was painful.
Yeah.
Well, it's still painful. There's stuff going on. I don't know. Maybe I need to get on Aaron Rodgers stuff. Maybe that's what I need. I might need to
Well, he's Teflon at this point. Like he's the worse Zach Wilson is, the more you appreciate what Aaron Rodgers could have been. It's like this season couldn't have gone any better for Aaron Rodgers, and now he actually gets to sound like a class act because of how he's, trying to walk the fine line and stand up for everybody without actually insulting anybody.
He's the New York Jets head coach.
Yeah,
he's their
spokesman. I mean, he's like the cultural leader.
Let's hear from him. What did he say today? He wanted everybody to get along let's hear it. What did he say on Pat McAfee today?
I'd like to see everybody stick together. Our fan base, our former players, and our current players, because too much negativity and the world is crashing down after 3 weeks. It's a long season, a lot of time, a lot of things that can happen. You know, there's been, I think, too many little side conversations, and we just need to grow up a little bit on offense and lock in and do our jobs, everybody, and not point fingers at each other, and that's everybody, you know. We don't point fingers at the coaching staff. Don't point fingers at each other. Just get back to work and get the job done.
Send them to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe it learned something. I wouldn't keep them. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson, all right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
We need a debate show with Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Namath. Sign me up for that one. I'd watch that. I don't watch this stuff on TV now, but I watch them two yell at each other.
I don't know. Your boy Sherm is killing it.
I don't watch, bro. I don't watch.
Listen, you along with every other person who actually takes sports seriously is not a fan of that other guy. I know that. I know that. But Sherm is really good.
As it stands, though, I've heard that there aren't a lot of people watching that show at all. Or it's not doing too good.
Really?
Oh, no, it's not doing too good at all.
So Shannon Sharp was that big of a loss, huh?
I think he was one of the main reasons that people would tune in. I think he was an attractive port of the show. It's not doing too
well. I gotta tell you, JR. I mean, I know we don't want to
the numbers
give this guy,
on the other network are kind of quadrupling.
Sure, I mean they do have the resources and they have the built-in audience. But I gotta tell you something. I admire Skip Bayless as a writer. What he did at the
20,
Dallas Morning News,
ago.
Right? That's fair. What he did at the Chicago Tribune, I believe.
Here, hold on. Here's not to short you.
Yes, sir.
Here is something that I saw today. That details, their creativity.
Right.
And someone will say, well, your show sucks, JR. What about you not creative? But here is, what is this guy's name?
Skip Bayless?
Yeah, hold on. I found it.
Yeah.
This is him promoting one of the topics earlier today.
Yeah.
Is Dion's Colorado now Black America's team? Now on Undisputed. Like, I can't wait to, come on, man.
So it's interesting. Marcellus Wiley kind of talked about that. Did you hear his comments?
Nah, Marcellus is my guy from Columbia. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's brilliant. What he said was the way Skip wanted to do his show was predicated on what him and Stephen A. did, which they believed Skip was the country boy, you know, old school type of thinking, the white perspective, and then Stephen A. was the black perspective. He was the inner city perspective, and so you had contrasting thoughts. And you know, sometimes, like, you talk about Howard Stern, Robin Quivers, like, correct me if I'm wrong, JR, and anyone listening could agree or disagree with this, I think that's the best one to, no matter what you think of Robin Quivers' laugh, Howard Stern and Robin Quivers is the best 1-2 combo in the history of talk radio. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say so. I wouldn't know any other competition.
So that's that's organic. That happened naturally. Where now it seems like so many of these shows are pitting a white person and a black person against each other. And I got to tell you something: Keyshawn, Richard Sherman, Michael Irvin, those three guys are brilliant. They don't need the white guy to make that show what it is. It's time to get rid of Skip Bayless. It's holding the show back.
Well, he's also the centerpiece.
Is he?
And he is the controversial part, so that's not going to change. Look, I'll tell you this much. The whole embrace debate, that I don't know how many more years it has. And it doesn't – I don't think that it matters what network or what show. I mean, we see it more. There's more casualness in athletes one-to-one, which I don't always think is the best. Here's the thing. People have variety for what they want to hear. And so whether or not you want to tune in to sports radio here, or you want to listen to a podcast, or you want to listen to, you know, two dudes yell and scream at each other about some manufactured nonsense, then, you know, people got options, which I think is a beautiful thing. But I would agree with you. The idea of, and it's easy, it's a cop-out, especially when it comes to content. It sells, and it is always sold. It's when you pit one person who comes from one place versus another. I mean, damn it, it's how you sell boxing matches and boxing fights.
Sure.
And it's the same thing for TV. You want to have different perspectives, and by all means, yes, go for it, but sometimes it's overdone, and it could be very, very lazy. I will agree with you there.
Now, Mike and Tony were totally organic from PTI.
Oh, in D.C., Wilbon and Kornheiser?
Yeah, that was totally organic. That wasn't, let's put a white guy and a black guy together. That was, sure, hey, these guys are columnists that argue all the time in the newsroom and the cafeteria. We need to put a show around these guys. And actually, it was going to be Mike Lupica, the New York Daily News, and Mike Wilbon.
What is he doing now? What's he? I haven't heard about him in years. I couldn't tell you. Does he still write for the Daily News?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He still writes, and he's still standing on
boxes.
Standing on boxes trying to talk to athletes.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that's a little bit of an unfair shot. But no, he's really good, obviously. He hasn't been really in the spotlight for a long time now. He used to do the sports reporters way back in the day with Dick Schaap.
That used to be
the premier show, arguably, in all of sports. That and the CBS Sports Halftime Show.
There's
with
nothing
Brent
I watch on ESPN now besides sports. I mean,
yeah, live events, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't watch nothing.
I bet you watch Colorado State on ESPN. That's for damn sure. That's the prime effect.
I did watch.
Yep.
I did watch.
Jay Norville still calling out Deion Sanders about sunglasses.
Yeah, I did watch. I was at, what was that? Let me not say where I was at. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people here saying a lot of things. I don't know what they want to say, so let's find out. We got AP calling from South Carolina. What's up, AP?
How you doing, Shep and JR? How you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
Nothing much, man. I just want to apologize to you and Shep. I think it was a few months back. I called you guys trying to defend the Carolina Panthers, thinking we going to make it to the playoffs. And it's not going that well. Young is getting beat up every freaking game, even in the preseason. I saw it. And I just, I was like doubting you guys as professionals. And I apologize to you guys. And I'm sorry.
What did you say? Man, you making it sound like you hurt my feelings. What did you say?
No. I'm saying, like, you know, I thought that we was going to make it to the playoffs at least.
What did I say in response?
If I can remember, you was like, as far as the NFC South goes, the Panthers is going nowhere, if you can remember. I know you don't because you talked to 1,000 people.
Yeah, but my thought process would have been, before the season and even now, there's nothing about this year outside of Bryce Young's development and understanding and hoping that he can show himself to be a long-term option that this is like he's the whole Panther season, and now he's hurt. So, I mean, that's it, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's getting beat up real bad. And, you know, my son then changed on me. He then went to a Ravens. He came in the house the other day with a Ravens jersey, and I was about to fight him. And, you know, so, you
don't
know.
Do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Whose jersey was it? Whose jersey was it?
It was the quarterback.
Oh, Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar. And good. He told me, like, you know, I just don't believe in the Panthers no more. And I told him I would give the Panthers at least 5 wins this season. So
okay.
I just called to apologize to you and Shep. Shep, I love you. You're the best. JR, you are the best. And I'm sorry. We're just not going to do it this year.
Thanks, AK.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. No more apologies, AP. So you take it easy, all right?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, no doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne is calling from Pittsburgh. What's up, Dwayne?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. What's going on with you?
Yeah, man, I'm not from Pittsburgh, but, you know, I got a lot of family in Baltimore. I stayed out there for a long time. And I'm just wondering why you guys always talk about Pittsburgh and this Cleveland. You never talk about Baltimore.
Dwayne, how long have you been listening to this show?
Well, I've been out of Pittsburgh for about 4 years.
I didn't ask you that. How long have you listened to this show?
For about 2 years.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to gather my thoughts here. You're asking me why we don't talk about the Ravens.
No, I don't ever speak about them. It's always Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and some other team, Kansas City. Baltimore.
So, Dwayne,
Baltimore is not a contender?
Dwayne. I have been here. I started the show in March of 2020, okay?
Okay.
I have a very good memory. A very good memory. I think it's one of the reasons why I'm able to sit here and do this job.
And
so,
I commend you for that. I mean,
well,
you do a great job.
And I also have every single show, every single topic, and every single thing that I've ever talked about outlined. I can randomly pull up a show from, I don't know, June 19th of 2020, and I could tell you about everything that we discussed, if it exists, if it wasn't a weekend or something.
Okay.
I know for a fact, because I'm the one who sits down here and talks about it, do I remember every single call? No. But the Baltimore Ravens have been one of the biggest topics that I have talked about more frequently than a whole lot of other things since I have been here. For the past 3 years.
Y'all talk about them negatively. Y'all talk about them, oh, it's hurt, they're hurt. But then, you know, when they win, I hear nothing, really.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Dwayne. Hold on 1 minute. Don't go nowhere. Bro, I tell the truth. Well, hold on a second. Let me bring him back. Dwayne, you still there?
I'm here.
So which one is it? Is it I do not discuss the Ravens, or I don't talk about them the way that you want me to?
Well, when y'all do talk about them, y'all talk about them negatively.
No, so when I talk about them, I tell the truth. I'm sorry?
I said I understand the truth.
Oh, so
we
if
hurt.
You understand
we
the truth, for me,
hurt.
Listen
we,
to we, me. We, no, 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 stop and listen. Because you told me, one thing that was inaccurate. And now you're saying when I talk about them, it's negative. So which one is it? I don't talk about them at all. I don't talk about them the way that you want me to. That's a rhetorical question.
Well, I'm not going to say that I want you to talk about them the way I want you to talk about them. But, like,
the reality. Lamar Jackson, and this is all what it boils down to. I talked about this man and his success for years. I talked about him hopefully getting his contract. I've also had to talk about him being injured at the end of his season. I have talked about them not being able to get over the hump. So at what point of winning 13 games or 14 games or 12 games, what do you want me to say? There comes a point in time where, okay, y'all win. You win, you win, you win. When are you going to win some more? And so we talk about them in the context of what happens. We know they're winners. What else are you going to do?
I mean, yeah, I get it. Okay. Okay. Now you put it that way. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But what am I going to do? Hey, look, this is not a show. I know. I got a lot of listeners in Baltimore. I'm always up in Baltimore in D.C. This is a national sports show. And so I'm not going to say, oh, man, the Ravens, oh, they won. Okay, we expect them to win.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, though, is like, you know, when they do, when Lamar Jackson does play good, when he plays well, there's still some type of negativity around.
That isn't accurate. And I got to be honest, man. It's hard to take you serious when the first thing you say is you don't talk about them. And then I tell you I talk about them a lot, probably. There's probably a bunch of teams, and thank you, Dwayne, for calling from Pittsburgh. Man, you know what we talk about a lot? Stars. You know who's a star? Lamar Jackson. You want to know who garners and is very, I don't want to say controversial, but he's a touch point? It's Lamar Jackson. And so you know who has gotten talked about a lot here over the past 3 years? I don't know. Some guy named LeBron. Some guy named Tom Brady. Some guy named Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I can go down the list. We do a lot of talking about the Ravens. And when Lamar is good, we talk about it. But you want to know what has happened a lot? He's been hurt. What do you want me to say? I'm supposed to give the Lamar Jackson report for every single game? Like, who cares? He's either having an MVP caliber season or he's hurt. And if he's not doing either one of those, I expect him to play very good. Like, what am I doing here? Come on, man. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We got a lot to do. I'm going to give you the Defensive Player of the Week. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. Sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Well, damn it, I'm just going to give this to a whole team, not a player. I'm giving it to the Buffalo Bills because this past week, they beat Washington. The score, 37-3. And why am I giving this to Buffalo's defense? Because they smacked around Sam Howell like he stole something. They sacked this man 9 times, and they forced him into 4 interceptions. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills, just giving a Defensive Player of the Week to the whole damn team. 855-212-4CBS. You know, I did mention last break, the break prior, about Bill Belichick, and we heard from Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis about the Patriots being a bunch of cheaters. And I said, what makes Bill Belichick happy? And I, outside of football and the Naval Academy and his sons, Shep, I'm not sure his sons make him happy, by the way. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. I do know, I think that Taylor Swift makes him happy, because there's a lot of things Bill Belichick won't talk about. But when you ask him about Taylor Swift, he gets kind of hyper about it. He saw one of her concerts, you know, before the season started. You know, he does his weekly shift on WEEI, and he was very impressed by Taylor Swift when she was up in Massachusetts. Listen to Bill Belichick from like a month ago.
Saw a little bit of Taylor.
That's my guy.
We were wondering about that.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Yeah. She, yeah. Killed it.
She's tough, man. Just stood out there and played right through it.
So are you officially, do you consider yourself to officially be a Swiftie now?
Officially? I don't know about that, but I don't know what officially
seems like,
is.
Seems like Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah. What does that mean? Like you have a sweatshirt or something?
I'm going to have a few.
Yeah.
I think you can sing some of the lyrics. Yeah, it's...
Well, look, I'm definitely on the you got to calm down.
Okay, he's a Swiftie.
That's pretty good. Like, pretty... you got to calm down. That's
one of our best.
There's a lot of times when that's very appropriate.
Yes.
Just got to calm down.
Bill Belichick has more words to say about Taylor Swift than anything. And now we know she's hanging out with Travis Kelce, who all of a sudden has a massive career spike, okay? A 400% spike in his jerseys being – this is since Sunday, okay? 400% spike in Travis Kelce jerseys being sold. Travis Kelce's podcast with his brother is number one overall on Apple. He has more than 400,000 new Instagram followers. The Chiefs, just the Chiefs as a team, three x increase in searches on the web, a 3x increase in sales for Chiefs tickets. They have sold more tickets in a single day since the start of the season, and this is the Taylor Swift effect. And if you need to know how important this was, Bill Belichick, he knows how important this is for Travis Kelce. This is what he said 2 days ago.
Where do you fall on that? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, power couple in the NFL.
Travis Kelce's had a lot of big catches in his career. This would be the biggest.
I've never heard Bill Belichick be so enthusiastic about anything, ever. He really likes Taylor Swift. He really likes it. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's going on, man?
How are you? Go ahead.
I'm doing great. I'm sorry to hear you under the weather. Let me run through a couple of things. I'm still here in Alabama with my rugby phone.
Okay.
Canadian, he can't get that right. All right, Steph and Kobe, not a point guard. Magic Johnson was a point guard.
Yeah, we know Kobe wasn't no damn point guard. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. All right, the guy from Alabama called talking about Joe Namath.
Yeah.
I'm 100% disabled vet. I've been watching ESPN for 20-something years in a row.
Okay.
And they ain't never shown up and said Joe Namath wasn't a team player that they hated him or anything.
Okay. Well, I have to look and see what film he was referring to. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, he was, he was a little eccentric there, you know? I mean, he was out there.
Yes, he was. But he was doing it for the money. He was doing it for the dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, you can do it for the money. That don't mean people going to like you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Does everybody like you, Tim? Does everybody like you?
No.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But also,
I like you. That's all that matters. I like you, Tim.
NFCU, Navy Federal, I'm a member.
Okay.
And I think the Kelce and Swift thing is just fine.
Oh, you and listen to Taylor Swift, too?
I hope you get better soon.
Well, thank you. I will. I'm okay, Tim. I'm making it. Thank you. All right, have a good night. Thank you, Tim Falabella. Hopes I feel better soon. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sean is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Sean? Yes, Sean. Okay, Sean. Rick from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call again. It's the America game, the 1968 New York Jets. What happened was critics of Joe Namath in that series was basically Pillman. I don't know, Pillman, the defensive end, and Walt Michaels were complaining that Joe Namath was basically causing them to lose. Like, for example, when they were 3-2, Walt Michaels tried to convince Joe Namath to make the defense the problem. So he had to go to Jim Hutson, and Jim Hutson had to tell him, Joe, you got to help make the defense count. That's what Mr. Philbin said in the thing. So okay. Defense is important, and today defense is important for the New York Jets now. Robert Saleh and the new guy.
Well, come back to the phone. Come back to the phone. Come back.
Sorry. Jeff Albrecht and Robert Saleh should put defense ahead to help Zach Wilson. That's the whole point. Zach Wilson should not be the priority. The defense has to be priority.
Wait, defense, but it's 2023.
Yeah.
If your quarterback cannot throw the football, you are doomed.
Why can't he give it like to Matt Snell and like with Joe Namath? He needs a running back in this case. I think that's how.
Hey, Shep, help me out here. I'm gonna choke to death. Hold on, say something, Shep.
So Rick, yes, can the defense force more turnovers? Can Breece Hall have the productive season like we thought he was going to, coming back healthy? Of course. Does this all fall on Zach Wilson? No.
With that being said, Rick, hold on.
With that being said. Can you honestly tell me there is any starting quarterback this season that has looked as dreadful as Zach Wilson?
Well, who knows? How about Justin Fields?
How about who?
Justin Fields.
No.
Do I want to get shot or stabbed? They both look bad. Here's the point, bro. Hold on. Here's the point.
Hold on, Rick in Canada.
Yes.
You need to throw the ball in 2023 to win, okay? That's flat what it is. They have running backs. It don't matter how anybody feels about Cook or fumbling or Breece Hall and his ACL. They have options to run the ball. If you want to win, and this is not just a New York Jets thing. This is an NFL thing. If you want to win football games at the highest level, if you want to compete in a Super Bowl, you have to be able to throw the ball. That's it. There's no more of this, the defense is going to drag the middling quarter. Them days are over, man.
Oh, okay.
You're bringing up 1968. It's 2023.
Okay. I tried to help them out.
It's okay. You can try. It's
thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank it's you very okay. much. Have a good night. Bye now.
You too. Okay. Bye. 2023. It's about to be 2024. I remember when I used to think about this on the calendar, I'm like, wait a minute, it's 1999 and 2007 looked foreign to me. And now it's about to be 2024. Like, come on, you telling me about 1968? Was for some football? I might as well compare the NBA. Come on. Stop it. Everything changes, man. Sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. And then also, we did unfortunately have a passing today. All my folks in Baltimore know about it. My people in Maryland know about it. It's Brooks Robinson. We'll talk about him before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we talked about Kelce and Belichick and the Jets and Damian Lillard and Joe Burrow's leg and the MLB season. And today, Major League Baseball lost a Hall of Famer. They lost a legend. You just heard it from Marco Belletti. Baseball lost Brooks Robinson, one of the best defensive players of all time at third base. He passed away today at 86 years old. This man was a member of the Baltimore Orioles organization since 1955. We're talking about 23 years of a playing career, two-time World Series champ, 18-time All-Star, 16 straight Gold Gloves, an MVP in 1964. And one of his teammates, who happens to be a Hall of Famer in his own right, Jim Palmer, who is a broadcaster. You can hear him on Masson, the Orioles baseball network. He got emotional talking about the passing of his former friend and teammate Brooks Robinson. And I want you to go ahead and take a listen to this from Jim Palmer earlier today.
I don't think we're ever going to lose him.
You're right.
I mean, I'm not real good at this, but I looked at my phone. Now, they're honoring me for 60 years. He got here in 1955.
Yeah, and never left.
Yeah, I just talked to Boog, who came up to see him tomorrow. So, right before I got COVID, I went up to see Connie and Brooks and spent probably, about an hour and a half with them. You know, we would trade phone calls. I'd call him, and 2 weeks later, he'd get back to me. But, I got here when I was 19. Brooks got here when 18, 1955. Yeah. So I think maybe he always knew what it's like to be in the big leagues at 19. And then I think when you get to the big leagues, you got to get here, you got to stay here, you got to figure out how to get better. And then you got to decide who you want to be like. And for all of us, who we knew him, he was the best. So, the little things. Everywhere I'd go, I'd get a Brooks, there'd be an autograph ball, and Brooks's name would be on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to tell him, I said, how can you write so big? Because it was a big city. But everywhere I'd go, people would go, God, we all know he's a great player. He won 16 gold gloves, but we also know how special a person he was.
Yeah, that man, legendary in Baltimore. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robert is here from Annapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, kudos to you, JR, for playing her tonight. And you and Chip may be the best one to black-white sports commentary on radio. Yes, special thoughts to Brooks Robinson for all Orioles fans. He was a wonderful player and a wonderful person. I actually waited on him as a waiter back in the 70s. He couldn't have been kinder. I didn't even bother him for his autograph, but he was very amiable and talked to me. And he's just a wonderful person. He's an icon. He and Johnny Unitas and Cal Ripken, we were very fortunate to have such players. As a 16-year-old in January of 1969, it's very hard for me to defend Joe Namath. He broke my heart, but he inspired that team to win that game. I know, actually, Matt Snell may have been the MVP of that game as an offensive player, and certainly the defense probably won that game. But for all those who were speaking poorly about him, for whatever reason, he instilled the belief in his team, and that's what a quarterback must do. And that's what I have to say. It's very sad. Brooks was in his mid-80s. You hate to see someone deteriorate physically. He had ill health in recent years. So he's in a better place, and God bless him for all he did for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert, for calling from Annapolis. Hey, Chef, we're the best black and white combination. I didn't know. Who's black and who's white? Did you know?
Robert, I appreciate the kind words, but I think what JR is insinuating is that we'd like to believe that JR is the number one, I'm number two, and we happen to be the best combo in all of sports talk radio. And there's a lot of good competition out there, so thanks for the kind words, Robert.
Yeah, but you're the black one, right? That's you?
No, JR. Oh, okay. That would not be me.
Okay, just making sure. I don't know. Hey, Bob is here from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bob?
Hey, JR. Hey, good to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've been a Packer fan for years and years. Nice. Way back in the 60s, I got ticket stubs from the high school. And they talk about Joe Namath and stuff like that. They don't realize that the old school way, when they used to play, the quarterbacks called the calls. I mean, they ran the whole team. I mean, there was Bart Starr and there was Roman Gabriel, like the other guy said. And there was Jim Brown that just ran all over it. And
Wait,
there was
Bob,
Jim Taylor that we had. And it was a whole different game then.
Bob, this is an important question.
Yes, sir.
there were no radio headsets with the guy yelling at them from the sidelines?
No, there were not. Of course not. Jesus Christ. We went out there. I mean, the Packers did, and he did the field that failed the first time. But, you know, eventually they got it thing warmed up after the Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was Dallas was a great team. They had, starts with an M. I can't remember his last name. He was a great quarterback, and then Starbuck took over after him. And they were a powerhouse. But Landry and Vince Lombardi both were coaches for the Giants, and they both went off and to be really great head coaches. I mean, it was a great time in football, but it's different now. I mean, it's all throwing. And people get hurt. They do. But
by the way, you talking about Don Meredith?
Don Meredith. Yes, sir.
I was like, who's Dan? Got
it. I mean, yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, okay. I'm 60-some years old, you know.
You are? Dan you ain't old. Don get Man, you ain't old at all. Time. Cut that out. That's not old. I'm
well,
serious.
I have
That's...
To be able to, you know, remember these games. Come on.
No. I wouldn't say so. I don't think anybody in their 60s is old. I don't think so. It's all in your brain. It's how you feeling. You know what I mean? That's not old. I feel like I'm 18 years old. I'm not. More than that.
I hear you. I do. I do. I hear you. I want to do the things I used to do and think I can.
Hey, listen.
Come on and try to do it.
Bob, come out here to Atlanta, and me and you will have a good old time, okay?
I would love it, man. I would.
Yeah, we do some things that just come to Atlanta, Bob. Well, thank you for calling up, Bob.
I could probably watch you do them and say, damn, I wish I could do that again.
Nah, listen, I don't do too much. I spend my time sitting on my ass talking for a living. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
All right, have a good night, boss man. You too. Man, come on, Bob. Me and Bob paint the town red. I take him to the Drake show. Then we go to Magic City. Hey, have a good old time. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got to shut up now. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Tomorrow, bring you a new top six list. Thank you to you for listening. Thank you to super producer Shep. Don't move nowhere. CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief Show done. Amy Lawrence up next.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.